KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports in high school cross-country action last night. First in girls action at the Clarinda cross-country meet. It was Atlantic capturing the team title with 30 points. Shenandoah was 68, the runners-up. Clarinda and Nebraska City each with 92 points. Red Oak was fifth with 106. Southwest Valley had 130 points for sixth place. Taylor McCready of Atlantic was the individual champion. She ran 20 minutes, 52.78 seconds for the title. That was just about a minute faster than Mason Hartley of Clarinda, who placed second. Ava Rush of Atlantic placing third. Also, Alexa McCunn of Red Oak placed fourth. Atlantic also had Madison Botos in the top 10. She ran ninth in that meet last night. On the boys' side, Atlantic captured the team title there as well with 37 points. That was better than Red Oak's 60. They were the runners-up. Nebraska City had 104, Clarinda 122, and Shenandoah 138 for the top five places. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the individual champion. He ran 18 minutes, 3.05 seconds. And that was just about 10 seconds faster than Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic, who ended up 18:12.78. Brad Dennis of Atlantic placed fourth. Evan Brummer was fifth for Atlantic. And also Zane Berg placed 10th to help the Atlantic team effort last night. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross country rankings came out yesterday afternoon for this week. Let's check first on the team side. The Atlantic boys are 11th in Class 3A and 3A girls. Harlan is 4th, Atlantic 7th, and Glenwood ranked 15th. In 2A girls, Panorama is 6th, ACGC is 11th, while Shenandoah is ranked 15th in this week's poll. Also in Class 1A on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley is 4th rated, with Tri-Center 8th, IKM Manning 11th, and St. Albert 12th. Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia is top ranked, and Tri-Center is number 12. In the individual rankings, in Class 4A boys, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson is ranked 16th. In Class 3A, on the boys' side, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is rated 12th, while Trey Gross of Harlan ranked 18th. In 3A girls, Taylor McCready of Atlantic ranks 5th, while Braylon Baker of Creston is 17th. In 2A boys, Loudon Foster of West Central Valley rated 4th, and Baylor Bergren of Red Oak 22nd. In 2A girls, Tori Castle of Trainers ranked 3rd, Kate Crawford of ACGC is ranked 4th, Ella Waddle of Panorama 6th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 27th, and Riley Sloss of ACGC is rated 30th this week. On the 1A side, in the boys, it's Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley rated number 1, with Noah Jorgensen of Sydney ranked 5th, Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert 6th, and Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 29th. A lot of Class 1A girls in the rankings this week. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is rated number 1, and Ryan Porch of AHSTW right behind at number 2, followed by Courtney Spohr and Taylor Spohr, both of Logan Magnolia. They're 3rd and 4th this week. Also, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley rated 11th. Grace Slater of Audubon is ranked 13th. Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia is 16th. And Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley is rated 24th in this week's poll. In high school volleyball play last night, first from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan, a 3-1 winner over Shenandoah. Denison down in Clarinda, 3-1. Kemper Catholic swept 3 from Clarinda. Kemper Catholic also took 3 from Denison. Red Oak beat Glenwood 3 in a row, and Lewis Central topped St. Albert 3 straight. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Glenn Ralston over Cam, 3-0. Arweva beat Exira EHK 2-1. Also, it was Coon Rapids Bayard. It was a 3-game sweep last night. Arweva over Exira EHK. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 3-0. And Woodbine, a 3-2 winner over Peyton Sherdan in last night's action. Also, in corner conference play, Sydney over Essex 3-0. East Mills beat Griswold 3-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley topping Mount Air 3-0. Lennox swept 3 from Bedford. Also around the area, ACGC beat Woodward Granger 3-1. It was Logan Magnolia over River Valley 2-0. Logan Magnolia also over Maple Valley 2-0. Underwood beat Fremont Mills 3-0. Maryville over Southwest Valley 3-2 last night. The Associated Press High School football poll came out yesterday. Let's take a look at some of the top rankings in Class 4A. West Des Moines Valley is ranked number 1 this week with Ankeny Centennial and Cedar Falls the top 3. In 3A, Western Dubuque, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and North Scott are the top 3 rated teams, with Lewis Central in at number 5. Glenwood tied with Davenport Assumption for number 9 this week. In Class 2A, Waukon, Clear Lake, and Algona are the top 3 rated teams. Also in Class 1A, West Sioux, Dyke, New Hartford, and Van Meter are the top three teams, with Trainer at number 7 and Underwood ranked 10th this week. In Class A, West Hancock, Edgewood, Colesburg, and St. Ansgar are the top three rated teams. Also in the eight-man class, Gilbertville, Don Bosco, and New London are the top two. They're both ranked number 1 in a tie this week in the voting points. Remsen St. Mary's rated number 3 this week. Also locally, Audubon is number 6, Coon Rapids Bayard is 8, Fremont Mills 9, and Lennox rated number 10 in this week's poll. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the presence of ESPN College Game Day will add exposure but not intensity to the series. The Hawkeyes will visit Iowa State in the 67th meeting Saturday in that series.
Maybe that'll add to the spotlight a little bit, but the one thing for sure, it's been really consistent. The game on the field is really important to everybody involved, and it's always been challenging, and at least internally, there's been a lot of interest and coverage in it for sure.
Farron says while it is an important game, they don't view themselves as trying to hold on to the Cy Hawk trophy.
We try to do our best, to articulate it to our players. Like, the other part about it, there's nobody owns it this week. We've had it, but it's a jump ball right now, and that's how it should be, and that's the way it is every time you line up for one of those.
Farron says after two straight 8-win seasons, the Cyclone program has become a consistent winner.
One commonality I think that we've seen over the last couple of years, they've been playing really good team defense. I think that's really helped them, be a factor in the conference the way they have been. And then the thing that's new for us is the quarterback. We didn't have the opportunity to face him last year. He certainly has given them a great boost and just has been a tremendous impact on the football team. Great leader. You can see that just from watching the tape.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expects running back Kene Nwangu to play in Saturday's game. Nwangu missed the opening game against UNI after tweaking a hamstring in preseason camp. Center Colin Newell is still questionable. He sprained a knee in the season opener.
I think from Colin's standpoint, is especially with what we asked that center to do, he's got to be able to function from a mobility standpoint. And, I think he's worked really hard to get himself back.
Campbell says he learned quickly after taking the ISU job that this rivalry is unique in college football.
The pride and tradition of both universities, and I think that's what makes this state really special, is the fact that there's two Power Five schools in different conferences that both universities and both schools have great pride, and they have great traditions to themselves. And the opportunity to play that game once a year from a football standpoint, I think, is really big.
The Cyclones have to find a way to control an Iowa defensive line led by junior defensive end A.J. Epinesa.
I think when you talk about A.J., you're talking probably a generational talent, in terms of pass rush ability. That's one of the things that's been really fun to watch. And, being a former defensive end and former defensive player, you got a lot of respect for a guy that, has so many tools in his toolbox that he's got the ability to really expose you on every snap.
We'll have that game for you here on the Hawkeye Radio Network Saturday, 1 o'clock. Pre-game start time, 3 o'clock is kickoff from Ames. In baseball last night, the Rockies rode Nolan Arenado's two-run, 482-foot blast in the first inning to a 2-1 win over the Cardinals. Chichi Gonzalez allowed one run and four hits in six innings for his first big league victory in 4 years. The National League Central leaders lost for only the eighth time in their last 31 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 6-5. It was the Mets over Arizona 3-2. Milwaukee beat Miami 4-3. San Francisco over Pittsburgh 5-4. San Diego beat Chicago in 10 innings, 9-8. In the American League, the White Sox knocked off the Royals 7-3 as rookie Eloy Jimenez hit his first career grand slam, and Yoan Moncada launched a mammoth two-run homer for the win. Also, Detroit beat the Yankees 12-11. Toronto over Boston 4-3. Oakland beat Houston 21-7. Tampa Bay over Texas in 11 innings 5-3. And Cleveland beat the LA Angels 8-0. In interleague play, the Dodgers over Baltimore 7-3 to clinch the National League West. Minnesota beat Washington 5-0. Seattle 4-3 over Cincinnati. And also in baseball news, the Brewers' playoff hopes were dealt a giant blow on Tuesday. Reigning National League MVP Christian Yelich broke his right kneecap on a foul ball during Milwaukee's win over the Marlins. Yelich did it while batting in the first inning and spent several minutes on the ground before limping off the field. The Brewers didn't say whether the reigning National League MVP might be able to return for the playoffs that begin October 1st if they make it that far. Yelich is returning to Milwaukee today for further evaluation, but he will be out for the rest of the season. Yelich hit .329 with 44 homers and 97 RBIs with 30 stolen bases this season. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.